I'm not sure who. They say time heals everything, but I'm still waiting. I'm through with doubt. There's nothing left for me.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog of The American Awakening. Got my special guest, Alan Watt, on the line. I'm going to open up the phone lines. This is a short segment. We've only got about 4 or 5 minutes here. I've already got a couple callers on the line, but I'm going to open up the phone lines at 800-313-9443. You can call in and have a... If you have any kind of a question for my guest, I'm sure that, you know, there's several questions that you guys would be asking, and I could be on here all day asking this guy about everything, because guys like these, I just love to pick their brain. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Don in Ohio. Don, you're on with Alan and Michael. Go ahead.
Hi, Michael and Alan.
Alan, this is Don Nikoloff.
Pleased to meet you. Pleased to meet you, sir. I've been reading your work. You're doing an excellent job, and I'm glad Michael was able to get you for an interview.
Yeah, thanks.
I hope it's not the only one.
No.
I wanted to ask if you were familiar with the Madrid Circular, which was discovered around 1950, and a subsequent book that T.H. Teton's came out with in 1953 called Germany Plots with the Kremlin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Are you familiar, and do you put much credence in the information that came out? It seems to be quite prophetic.
There was much better books put out, in fact. After I sold my first chemtrail when I was small, I went to the adult library and I got a book. It was by André Boffre, the French general who was the head of NATO. And he wrote a book called... NATO and Europe. And in that book, he gave all of the long-term strategy and why it must be so. His job was really to convince other lesser bureaucratic institutions to go along with this long-term world agenda. And he mentions how it must be played out to the public of the different countries. So there are many official books put out there, just that no one bothered to read them, and yet the libraries were full of them. Gathering dust.
Yeah. Well, my attention was drawn to that this particular book I mentioned by T.H. Teton's because of the Madrid Circular. That was basically the confirmation that the SS, the underground Abwehr, or the what was referred to as the Deutsche Verteidigungsdienst,
mm-hmm.
The underground SS, in other words, after the war, intended to attack United States over a long-term plan, and they brought them into the CIA in 1947.
Well, you see, the CIA that was started up with the OSS.
Yes.
They sent over Stevenson from England. Well, actually, he was from Canada, but lived in England. But he set up the CIA for the Americans, and they brought in all the communist guys and the socialists, and he also brought in the Nazis as well. This is a conglomeration of all of the top elitist groups.
I agree.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You're very accurate. I agree. At least you're accurate in that I agree.
Yeah. Yeah, see, when you look at the top agenda with the psychopathic minds who want world conquest, who all believe, each one believes he's the most supreme being that's ever lived, he is the most evolved, and they believe in evolution. And power, and the right to take power is a struggle. So it doesn't matter if they call themselves Soviet at the top level, or Nazi, or anything else. It's the same personality with the same belief system, really, which is they are the most evolved with the right to dominate the rest and plan the lives of those underneath them.
All right, I have to interrupt you, gentlemen. We have to go to a break. Don, I'll hold you over real quick if you have another question. This is Michael Herzog for The American Awakening, and then I'll go to Mike in Pennsylvania. We'll be back in 3, republicbroadcasting.org. Stick with us.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves and More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heat up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel or Jeff Bennett help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Come a little bit closer and hear what Alan Watt has to say. Fascinating guy. Again, I'm going to open up the phone lines, 1-800-313-9443 if you have a question or comment for my special guest, Alan Watt. Got Don from Ohio. Don, you have another question for him.
Alan, you alluded to the fact, and I agree with you, probably most listeners do, that this is a long-term plan. Back in the early 1990s, it may have been right at 1990, in Long Beach, California, they signed off a 25-year lease allowing the Chinese to control the port of Long Beach. And instantly, Costco was born. Now, what was interesting, I looked up the board of directors and I found Alexander Haig was on that board. Do you see that as the setup for the sometimes predicted war that we're supposed to have in 2008 with China?
It could be a war, but I think it's more likely it'll be a gradual, over a long period of time, and simple takeover as more come in. Not only was Haig on the board, so was the ex-Prime Minister of Britain.
Mm-hmm.
That was Ted Heath. He was also on the board of it. This was, again, planned a long time ago. It's so amazing. See, this is where the Joe public cannot think. They don't think like Brzezinski said, because they've been trained not to think.
Mm-hmm.
They've been trained to believe their media is keeping them informed, and they tell them what's important. But if the media doesn't stress the abnormality or the anomaly of a situation, the public won't think about it. We've all lived through this transference of wealth to China through the GATT Treaty. It took 50 years to set up negotiations and bureaucracies and laws to get China set up to be the manufacturer of the world. And it didn't happen overnight. They didn't even have the people trained there. They were all training in universities in Canada and the U.S. as engineers and designers to go back. So that was a long-term strategy for that to happen. Now, isn't it odd, too, they're still labeled as a communist country?
Yes.
And here they are. You think about it, because you mentioned earlier in the show, and it was said so casually, that the import was missed. China took over from Japan as being the main holder of U.S. debt. Now, if you think your leaders would ever allow themselves to give to an enemy the purse to hold their long-term debt, that would mean your leaders were insane. These people are not insane. You don't give away your infrastructure, your means to defend yourself, never mind your economic system, to an enemy. That tells you that China is not their enemy, you see?
Well, yes, and we know that Bush and Clinton have been involved in business with Li Ka-shing, too.
Oh, yeah, they're all in cahoots together. And after they had their Tiananmen Square massacre, where the students tried to bring in some kind of Western-type, again, that word democracy, we saw what happened to them. And then the president sent over his brother as the envoy to calm down the elites of China and say, don't worry, America's not too worried about what you've done here to the students. A trade must go on.
Sure. Well, I want to open this line to other callers. So, Alan, pleasure meeting you.
Hey, thanks, Don. I appreciate it.
Hope we have a chance to speak again, and thanks a lot, Michael.
Yeah, great point. All right, let's go to Mike in Pennsylvania. And again, the phone lines are 1-800-313-9443 if you have a question or comment for my guest, Alan Watt. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, this is Mike from Northwest Pennsylvania.
Yes, Mike.
Alan.
Yeah.
By chance, have you heard from Jackie Petru lately?
Not at all.
No? She should be doing good, I hope.
I don't know. The last talk I had on the radio, she got rather angry, and just that was it.
Okay, well,
I haven't heard from her since.
Okay. Back to the aerosolized spraying. Mr. Herzog.
Yes, sir.
Yes, you're down there in Texas there, and I'll tell you what, they are absolutely positively stealing the rain down there. These aircraft that they send out for these storm fronts are injecting potassium hydroxide, which is a super moisture absorbent.
Uh-huh.
And if you'll notice, look out the drought maps on the internet there, and you'll see right where they're bringing that road up through, there is a constant drought in that area. They constantly bombard the fronts that come into that that NAFTA road they want to put up through there, that Texas corridor.
Uh-huh.
So you Texans down there, instead of having a corridor watch, you better have a sky watch and get on somebody down there. These planes are UN-controlled. They have spoofer transponders on them, and the local radars will not pick them up.
Really?
Yes,
well, I tell
do.
You, you know, not to, I don't want to disagree with you, Mike, but I will say this. I've been here now for about a month. And one of my complaints that I've had, coming from Arizona, which it hardly ever rains, one of my complaints that I've had is I haven't seen the sun. I'm seeing it today, but I haven't seen it for too many days. And although I'm not from here, and so I don't know what to expect as far as the weather, I can tell you in the past month it has rained here, at least in this area, it has rained probably five times.
Well, sir, if you'll go down from the border there where they're looking to jump it with mm-hmm. that road, it'll run up just below Austin there. They are super dehydrating that area so that the ranchers are going to give up and sell off cheap. They're making it so miserable down there that they'll sell it for pennies, and they know exactly what they're up to. And then the USDA comes in and tries to give them drought relief money.
Interesting. Alan, you want to comment on that?
Yeah, I know they're doing this. They did it in Canada too. In fact, the CBC, that's our BBC version, that's the government version for Canada of television and radio. They admitted 2 days ago, or stated, because they dictate to the public in these democratized countries, they dictated to the public that that suicides amongst farmers are now labeled under a farming disease under climate change, because they say so many of them are committing suicide now because of the continued or alternating droughts and then floods.
Well, let me ask a question, gentlemen. The control, obviously, that they have on this specific area, is this due to what they're doing with the chemtrails, the HAARP, or a combination of both?
It's both.
It's both. Okay.
Yeah. You'll find not only does it have the potassium in it, it's got aluminum oxide as well. That also is hygroscopic. It tracks moisture. In fact, what you're seeing, like even here today, they've been really going at it, spraying big time. There's puddles on the roads and in the fields, and yet the air is as dry as can be with a temperature of about 80 degrees. It should be humid now, and those puddles should be empty. The aluminum oxide and potassium brings the molecules of water right down to the actual ground itself. And so you're above the ground as you're standing there, you're breathing in dry air. Yeah.
Wow. Well, anything else you have, Mike?
Yes. Don't be fooled by this tic-tac-toe stuff in the sky and the lines also that we have all seen. They also start spraying roughly 3 to 4 a.m. in the morning, and they lay down this haze pattern. Just because you see the tic-tac-toe stuff, they also have an intermediate spray pattern where they do like a pulsed spraying, and you get a really artificial, hard to designate if it's a real cloud or not. So don't be fooled by the tic-tac-toe stuff, and they spray sometimes from 5,000 to 8,000 feet. And these things, if you'll watch them, guys, they'll just roll and churn and boil. They're basically somewhat disappear and then evolve again. That is also a barium product there. And if you will look, one thing they won't tell you, it's not so much the CO2, but it's the actual ultraviolet compound. You have compound A, B, and C. It's the C that they're really trying to control, and it does cause blindness. But as Mr. Watts said there, it is a multi-pronged attack.
Fascinating.
Go ahead. We'd also add on to that another purpose, because after 9/11, the next day, on Canadian television, I don't know if they showed it in the U.S., they often show us parts you won't see, but Brzezinski was asked, Rumsfeld was asked what he would do if another major attack happened on a city and caused tremendous panic, would they try and flee? He said, we have vast volumes of aerosolized Prozac and Valium to spray over entire cities. And it hit me right then. I thought, they're not waiting for an attack. They've been doing it for the last few years because the public are getting dozy.
Yes, sir. They absolutely primed the public's mind before 9/11 also. They went in there and sprayed early in the morning before they dropped those buildings down. And one more thing, gentlemen, and I'll let you go. The massive...
Hello?
These boys have been funded...
Wait a minute. Stop, Mike. You cut out there for a second. I don't know if you're on a cell. Repeat what you just said, sir.
By the way, the major upper respiratory troubles that they know that everyone's going to have from these sprayings is being covered by the American Lung Association.
Yeah.
And they have funded it and saying the secondhand smoke is calling...
That's right.
Yes, they have. And, gentlemen, I'll let you be.
Hey, Mike, thanks so much for the call. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's see. Got about a minute for the break. I got another call here, Alan. I'm going to bring up Bobby from Texas and hold him over if I need be. Bobby, go ahead. You're on with Alan and Michael.
Yes, how y'all doing? Just talking about this. You've been here for a month, you say.
Yes, sir.
I'll tell you what. Before that month, we had been in a drought for 2 years here.
Okay.
And I'll hold on till we get back.
Yeah, okay, Bobby. We're on with my guest, Alan Watt. This is Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. I don't claim to be an expert at living in Texas, Bobby, so educate me. We'll be back in 3 minutes. You're listening to republicbroadcasting.org and 1218 Shortwave. Stick with us. Don't miss this one.
Mad as hell, can't bring myself.
World War III? Rising fuel prices? Financial collapse? Trucker strike? North American Union? Our world has become a very fragile place, and we need to be prudent and plan ahead. Don't wait for an impending crisis to become reality. Then it will be too late. Stoves and More wants to help give you freedom from the systems of the world. If the grid is down and fossil fuels are not available to you, how would you heat your home, cook your food, and heat your water? People, we need to be more independent and able to take care of ourselves in a natural disaster, political crisis, or financial crisis. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you the independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. With the right application, you'll be able to use these stoves all year long, not just during the winter months. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at stovesandmoreonline.com. Food, water, and a wood cook stove are keys to your survival in a crisis. Take action!
Hey America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel or Jeff Bennett help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Back. Michael Herzog, the American Awakening short segment coming up here down to the bottom of the hour of about 4 or 5 minutes. We're on with my special guest, Alan Watt. The call-in number is 800-313-9443 if you have a question or a comment. And Bobby from Texas, go ahead and continue, sir.
Yes, sir. I have a business here in Austin.
Uh-huh.
And yesterday, I've been watching our skies here for a long time. Just waking up in the morning, I live out in the hill country. I'm on a hill and I see these lines and yesterday morning, I knew that I had to go do some work for a retired general of the Air Force, and they were spraying our skies real heavy, so I couldn't wait to get there just to ask him what he thought about it. And when I got there, and I pointed up in the sky, and I said, "Can you tell me what those are?" He says, "Those are Air Force bombers, and they're running exercises." That was his exact words, but he could not tell me anything more than that. He said it had to do with war games. But then he tried to tell me they were contrails and they were water vapors and they'd disappear. And I started explaining to him that, hey, they don't. Look at them. They keep going and crossing. They hit us very heavy yesterday, and they're still doing it. My wife and I just went on an exercise right now, just walking, and they're doing it again to us today. I'm trying to figure out exactly what they are, just to wake the people up to it.
Well, Alan, you have a comment on exactly what they are?
Well, the general cannot tell you. Yeah, he's sworn to secrecy.
My wife went on NASA's website, and they actually want you to count the lines in your sky per day and email them how many lines you see.
Yeah, uh-huh. And they're also teaching children now from documented movies made by NASA to recognize contrails, these new contrails, and just call them contrails, even though they are completely different from what we saw about 10 years ago. So they're getting the young generation who will go through the big changes, which means it's a long-term strategy. They're getting them conditioned to think they're really just contrails. Yeah.
I want to tell you, I'm not crazy, but I did something. I went online, and they have where you can make these chem busters.
Uh-huh.
And I just said, what the heck? I'm going to do it, just for the heck of it. To me, it sounded kind of crazy. Call it what you want, but I put it up about a month and a half, 2 months ago, and it started raining, and it ain't stopped since.
Mm-hmm.
Well, whatever that means. John, if I can say one more thing to you.
Michael,
I'm sorry.
It's all right.
I'm looking at the website right now. I am the one that would like to help you with the Freedom to Fascism CDs.
Oh, yes.
Or DVDs.
Okay.
I am that gentleman.
Mm-hmm.
And you got my information. If you ever need any help, your show has been, out of everything I listen to, I really enjoy this show. So.
Well, you know what, Bobby? I'll tell you, and as you know by listening to this show, I put out an announcement that I would give those things away. Free if people would simply call in. And the fact of the matter is I had so many people call in or email me that I've given away, I can't even, just uncountable numbers of them. And we have run out. I think we need to master copy to burn some more. But, you know, I'm really ready and willing to continue to do that. I just don't have any more available to give out.
I probably have 100 or 200 of them. I would be willing to print 1,000 of them, have them made here.
Well, you know,
I can get them made pretty cheap.
But Bobby, do me a favor. Before you go off the air here, let Manny get your contact information because I'll put it up again. And anybody that emails me, I will be happy to put them in touch with you and you can send them out one. Okay?
That is not – and I would like to do that to be able to help you take that off your – put the pressure on me for a little bit. I'll do it.
Hey, you got it, partner. Okay. I don't know what you're getting into. I'll tell you, I put out an announcement yesterday on this, this boycotting ExxonMobil and Exxon and Mobil, and I was just inundated with emails. I was doing it for 4 hours answering emails last night.
Well, what I would like to do is set up an email account.
Okay.
And you could have people go there. That way I don't have people calling me. But they could just email in this account. I'll just take care of it, and I'll start mailing them out from there.
Okay, I'll tell you what. I'm going to before I let you go, and excuse me just a second here, Alan. Okay, before I let you go, you get on with Manny. All right, my engineer, and Manny's going to give you my cell phone number. Okay.
Okay.
And you can call me after the show's over. How's that?
Thank you, gentlemen.
Hey, thank you, Bobby. I appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
All right. Sorry about that, Alan.
That's all right.
Okay. Let's go to John in Rancho Cucamonga in California.
How you doing there, Michael and Alan? Good to talk to you guys.
How are you?
I'm okay. See, I must be the only one in the whole listening audience that doesn't have your website address, Mr. Watt. Could you please give that to me?
Yes, you can go to cuttingthroughthematrix.com.
Okay.
Or you can go through Alan Watt, sentientsentinel.eu.
Cuttingthroughthematrix.com. I'll try that. It should be to the same place, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And Mr. Watt, you also referenced or alluded to several books that were written in the 1930s or 1938 and maybe subsequently. Predicting a lot of the things that are coming true now. And you mentioned one that was written in 1938. And could you give me a title and an author for that, by any chance?
It was put out by the Rockefeller Foundation. They published it and sponsored it and paid for it all. It was the annual meeting of the Royal Institute of International Affairs and the Council on Foreign Relations for America. It was the minutes of their meeting, and they put it into a book called The Future of Britain and the Empire. And it was all to do with post-war reconstruction after the war. This is before the war even started. They had the whole agenda for the next century planned right
now.
Let me stop you. I'll hold you over. Got to go to a break, John. Okay? I'll hold you over for a couple minutes after that. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. You're listening to RepublicBroadcasting.org. Stick with us. We'll be back in three.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves and More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heat up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming at you live from Round Rock, Texas, with my special guest, Alan Watt. Before I go back to John and Alan, I need to make a couple of quick announcements. Number one, for all the listeners out there regarding the truck out, you guys can go to midnighttrucking.com to plug into updates for the slow roll starting on the 23rd of April. Again, that's midnighttrucking.com. Also, on the quick subject of freedom to fascism, that caller, Bobby, that called in, and I thank him for this, it looks like my program with freedom to fascism is going to be up and running again. As soon as I talk to this gentleman, you guys are going to be able to start getting them. I'll keep you posted on that, probably starting up Monday. So without further ado, let's go back to the phones and John and Rancho Cucamonga. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alan, you were just talking about that Rockefeller Foundation, Royal Institute of International Affairs meeting notes of 1938, I guess.
Yeah.
Do you have any idea how I would go about getting a copy of that?
You could maybe try. No, I don't know if later editions, like with the original ones, I don't know if the later editions were altered down the memory hole, as they say. They put tape parts out. If you try the Oxford University Press, you might get a copy.
Okay. All right. Any chance of you putting something like that on your website?
If I had time, I would.
That's an honest answer. I like that.
I'll tell you, John, you're going to get lost in this guy's website. Okay,
yeah.
It's a fascinating site. I've been messing around with it for a while.
I'd also get Jack Attali's book, The because that gives the future for the American unification and what's to happen as they come up from Latin America. Jacques Attali was basically the Kissinger of Europe, who spearheaded the Union of Europe. He was advisor to François Mitterrand, and now he's up there at the United Nations working. But he called his book Millennium, and written in, I think it was published in 1990. It gave the whole agenda with the borders coming down, when they'll come down. As the economy goes under, he said, in fact, the next boat people we'll see in the world will be those leaving the Americas looking for work abroad.
Oh, and the spelling of his last name?
It's A-T-T-A-L-A-L-I, Attali.
Oh,
Attali. And the book is called Millennium.
Millennium, okay. All right, well, thanks a lot then, Michael and Alan. Good talking to you.
Thank you very much, John. I appreciate the call. Remember, the number is 800-313-9443 if you have any questions or comments for my special guest, Alan Watt. Without further ado, let's go to Richard in Texas. Richard, you're on with Alan and Michael.
How are you doing today, gentlemen?
Pretty good.
Yeah, I just wanted to announce that there's a young lady by the name of Debbie. I didn't catch her last name. She was on Richard Reeves' cable show. She's going to be giving a seminar tomorrow at Brave New Books on Guadalupe.
Tomorrow.
And it's going to be, right. And I think she said at 1 o'clock, but you might want to double-check that.
What's the seminar about?
It's about how to bring about a grand jury without going through all the bureaucracy and all the red tape. She's going to show us how to bring these people to justice. I mean, we talked about it. Everybody has their information, but we don't know how to bring them to justice, I guess. So
okay.
I guess she's going to show us the legal way.
Well, we have some guys on this network that are, you know, attempting to do the same thing. Let's see. What's his name? I can't remember. He just came on the network. He's got a show on the weekend, and I can't remember his name. But anyway, okay. Yeah, it's 1 o'clock tomorrow, and it's at Brave New Books in Austin, right?
Right. You might want to check the time. It might be 11, but it might be 1, but I want to make people show up there because it's very important because we've got to stop these criminals.
Oh, I agree.
Just wanted to ask him one more question if I could get a chance.
Sure, go ahead.
If not, I'll let you move on. I know you got other callers.
No, go ahead. That's all right.
I just wanted to ask you, I called the other day, and you probably were a little rushed. You didn't have time to think about it. Maybe this gentleman can ask. You know, with all these new millionaires we have coming online and new billionaires, are they going to stand by and watch all their money and all their wealth be taken, too, from this, you know, this group that wants to just reduce us all to peons? And I'll close with that, if you can answer that question.
All right. Thank you, Richard. Alan, go ahead.
Well, the millionaires are – see, millions, $1 million is nothing nowadays, really, and the way things work. They're already having their global meetings and strategies, hoping they can invest in the right countries, meaning China, and they hope that they and their families will escape the worst of what's going to happen in the West. I know this because I've been asked to go and talk at some of these meetings in nice, exotic, faraway places. Yeah. So that's what happens. The millionaires are trying – they're already investing in China, and some of them are actually moving out. A lot of the American middle class, upper middle class, in fact, the bureaucratic class, are already taking their families to the brand new cities in China that were built for Westerners, for them to come in and help build up the infrastructure, and the bureaucratic techniques are introduced into China. So this is already underway.
So it's kind of like, well, I don't want to say rats deserting a sinking ship, but a lot of people that are in the upper middle class in this country are finding other places to live.
Yes, they are. They're moving out. I know some people that are up there, and they brought in over the last few years Chinese nannies to teach their children to speak the languages, and they're moving off and packing up and going off to China. Well, and they have built tremendously ultra-modern cities, much further than the West even, because all the money has been put into China to accommodate them. So, yeah, this is already underway.
Well, let me ask you, Alan. You had alluded back a little while ago to the term psychopath. And there's a number of books that I have read regarding the Illuminati and so forth, and it seems like the large majority, if not all of these people, are psychopaths.
Yeah.
It's like they gravitate towards this. They are power-hungry, and they have to be of a certain mindset without conscience or soul, if you will, to actually, you know, be put into this position. I mean, the lower levels are, I don't know whether they're analyzed or whether they are tested or whatever it is that happens before, they don't get up into the upper echelons of this control grid unless they are indeed psychopaths. Would you agree?
Absolutely. Even with the regular Freemasonry at the bottom, that's where they come in. That's the catchment area. And those who can keep their mouth shut, keep secrets, are gradually sifted out. The ones who don't mind getting extra free benefits from society, the profane beneath them, are watched. And if they're useful, especially in the area of creating public opinion, like a small newspaper man or something like that, and an editor, they'll bring them up into the higher ranks, because the creation of public opinion and the control of public opinion is of paramount importance as they bring us all through this. So, yeah, they look for the psychopathic traits of people who don't have conscience, who can do the most terrible things and yet sleep it well at night without sleeping pills. That's the psychopath, egocentric, power-hungry, and no empathy for other people, but a fantastic show of empathy in front of the public. That's why psychiatry is well aware that the best politicians are psychopaths. They were labeled that long, long ago. That's a fact.
So it's an individual that has no soul, no heart, and basically can act like they do.
Incredible. They're the best actors in the world. In fact, there's a category of them classed alongside some of the best actors who also have the same traits.
Mm-hmm.
An actor takes on a character role. It's difficult for an average person to do, but a psychopath has no problem because they watch, they study other people and emulate how they react with each other, but they don't necessarily feel the emotion that's involved.
Well, you know, that brings up another question, Alan, and from your research, and obviously you've done quite a bit of it, this is nothing new.
No.
How far does this go back into time?
Well, we know that even the sections that were taken out of holy books, for instance, I mean, holy books and psychopaths always end up predominating. Once they're cleaned out, they gradually come back in, pretending they are you and speaking on your behalf. That's how they get into power, even at the bottom level. We know that they've taken parts out of even the Western Bibles to do with, and you can find this in books from, again, Oxford University Press, on myths, it's called Myths, Jewish Myths and Fables. But it also tells you some of the Psalms that they took out of the Old Testament. And they claim that in a previous time, these characters had got to such a higher level of control of the ancient world that they were hunted down eventually by the people and destroyed. And those that did escape fled and hid in the mountains, and the people pursued them, trying to kill them. And that's why they eventually start coming back. That's why they always start secret societies with passwords and so on, so they can recognize each other.
Wow, it goes very deep. Well, tell me, I mean, with as deeply underlying as this is, and I mean, there's several levels to the onion, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And the average, you know, normal, everyday guy, whether he be Canadian or whether he be, you know, American or Mexico or any place in the world, the average person just wants to live their life, you know, raise their family, make a living. We're not out for power. We're not out for, you know, money and so forth. Most of us aren't. We're just out to be happy and live a normal life and be left alone. And so we're really, people like us are at a disadvantage when it comes to, you know, these kind of people and the fact that they control us. So in your mind, coming from this standpoint, can we look at this and say, okay, is there any possible way, like there was back in the past when the people finally, they stood up and they defeated these people and the bad, you know, the psychopaths ran off to the mountains. I mean, is it possible with the technology in this day and age to do the same thing? Can we defeat these people?
Yeah, they can be defeated. Although I must admit this time, these characters they've always pulled in professors of history, ancient religions, and so on, into government high think tanks to find out what happened in the past. It concerns them because they know that things happen by the same techniques and same formulas.
Mm-hmm.
That's why the rush is on for totalitarian power and even brain chipping, as the Ministry of Defense in Britain came out with in The Guardian last week. They want us all chipped so that we can't possibly speak out or do anything against them. So they know. They know how this cycle, you might say, works. And once a psychopath, though, is exposed, if you have enough people who say, wait a minute, this king has no clothes, not just one little boy, but everybody saying, this king has no clothes here, all his impressive suits and the way he's dressed and wrapped in your flag, your national emblems, they don't work anymore. He stands naked. And when that happens, that's when the psychopath breaks. He can't handle being called out for what he is.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, you speak of the chip. I mean, I have read reports, and again, you know, I'm not saying that this is true or not true. I'm just saying I've read reports. They've actually got plans for beyond a chip. They've got plans for things that are implanted that would make society as a whole of what they would call a hive mind.
They published it in their meeting at Loyola University, the World Science Meeting, and went through the whole formula. They said that regional computers are already set up, super Cray computers. These are super cooled, liquid cooled computers, mm-hmm. huge buildings of them, and each region, as they called it, which will handle the coming brain chips. They said the brain chips are ready to go. All we have to do now is convince the public of the need to take them. And that will be done through fear and hype and terror. And it's also been pushed through movies for the young, where their heroes have superpowers with a brain chip and all this stuff. It's already appeared in movies. And they said it will be put out to appeal to the young through novels and movies and so on.
And we're not looking at very, I mean, that's not in the far distant future. We're talking about something that's right really around the corner. It's closer than we think.
I'd say it's about 3 years away.
3 years. Well, now, and that brings up another thing. I had occasion to run across a situation where they were using a vaccine or a shot, if you will, to supposedly prevent people from smoking. And they had a complete set of documents when we had gone in there that you were to sign that was going to, you know...
Disclaimer, yeah.
It was a disclaimer. It was to give them, you know, or you couldn't sue them.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought to myself, well, now, why would somebody have this many disclaimers? Why would you have to sign this many documents to waive your right to sue these people unless there must be something in that shot that's going to do something other than just, take away your craving for a cigarette? And I did a little research on it later, and I found out that there are certain things they put into vaccines that do something to, I'm not sure whether it's the neurotransmitters or synapses, something in your brain that it would take the craving away from a cigarette, but it would also take away any endorphin rush that you would get from scoring a touchdown or from, seeing somebody hit a home run at a baseball game or whatever. In your estimation, have you heard of anything like that?
I know they've experimented with a lot of things along the same line. What you would end up with is a lot of very apathetic people or depressed people, ultimately, if their own endorphins can't kick in to give you that little bit of euphoria or happiness, you would end up having depression amongst the people.
Well,
however, don't forget that the causing depression and apathy is also a military strategy mm-hmm. that they've published vast screeds and screeds of stuff on. It's a known technique to create apathy amongst people.
Right. Well,
I think that we're under full-scale war from all the inoculations, to be honest, that they've been giving us for the last 60 or 70 years.
I'm not sure about Canada, but I know here, you know, before I threw my TV out, and I still hear from people, the commercials, the battery of commercials that they run here in the United States are just wall-to-wall prescription or drugs,
yeah.
you know, psychotropic drugs or whatever, for whatever ailment that you could possibly think of. They're even manufacturing different ailments like, you know,
mm-hmm.
Twitchy knee syndrome and so forth. See your doctor. And this is, you're talking about depression or whatever that's caused. Well, now they have a pill for that. Then mm-hmm. the the side effects from the pill that they take. They have another pill to take for that. And this is all by design because the pharmaceutical industries are making an abundance of money doing this. And,
yeah.
And there's also laws that have been passed to alleviate you being able to sue a pharmaceutical manufacturing firm for, you know, in case there's a health problem by it. So, and again, this is all by design as well. They are, as you say, they're coming at us from all angles.
Once again, they published some of the big boys at the top, Charles Galton Darwin, in the next million years, published about 1956. Went through that whole agenda of using drugs and chemicals and inoculations on the public to bring them down to a manageable level. Also helped sterilize a lot of them too, and of course he used different techniques would be used, and different excuses for the inoculations would be used to convince the public of its necessity. In other words, they would be lied to. But, we've been lied to an awful lot, believe you me.
Well, you know, Alan, speaking of, you know, on the subject of being lied to, and I'm the first to profess that I only put on the glasses, if you will, a couple years ago. We got a break, then we get the final segment. But I'm going to talk to you a little bit about being lied to in a minute. Let's go to a break, and then we'll go to the final segment. This is Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas, republicbroadcasting.org. Stick with me. We'll be back in three.
I'm mad as hell, can't bring myself to do what it is.
World War III? Rising fuel prices? Financial collapse? Trucker strike? North American Union? Our world has become a very fragile place, and we need to be prudent and plan ahead. Don't wait for an impending crisis to become reality. Then it will be too late. Stoves and More wants to help give you freedom from the systems of the world. If the grid is down and fossil fuels are not available to you, how would you heat your home, cook your food, and heat your water? People, we need to be more independent and able to take care of ourselves in a natural disaster, political crisis, or financial crisis. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you the independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. With the right application, you'll be able to use these stoves all year long, not just during the winter months. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at stovesandmoreonline.com. Food, water, and a wood cook stove are keys to your survival in a crisis. Take action.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the Task Force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel or Jeff Bennett help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
All right. right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. Last segment, short segment. It's only about 4 or 5 minutes left. And, Alan, I wanted to make a quick comment on being lied to and then maybe have you give us some closing thoughts on your take on exactly where we're at in the world. So on the subject of being lied to, I woke up a couple years ago, and sad to say, after all the rabbit holes I've gone down and looked at the numerous websites, yours included, I'm beginning to realize you say that they lie to us quite a bit. I think personally that they lie to us all the time. I haven't seen them say anything that really I could consider the truth, Alan.
Yeah. Everything that's put out is authorized to shape your mind along a predetermined path that we have chosen for you.
And so what do we do from here? How do you, I mean, we do, the network here, we do everything we can do to wake up Americans, Canadians, people that are the dumbed-down, mind-numbed, propagandized American people. You heard the call that came in from Bobby about passing out freedom to fascism. John Statmiller and I and Sandra, the owner of the network, we're going down and pass out flyers for a truck out coming up because they're allowing these Mexicans, the Mexican companies, come over here and drive trucks in the United States, and that's going to affect all of us. This is the North American Union. The borders between your country and our country are coming down.
Yeah.
And it's by design. You know,
actually, I can go further because it was announced in Canada after 9/11 that they call it CSIS here, which is our CIA.
Mm-hmm.
Has merged totally with the CIA of the U.S. And one year ago, they announced with the next part of the actually, it was with the Waco signing of the trilateral agreement for the three parts of America unification,
mm-hmm.
That they all signed for the integration. They said later on in a show, and the spokesman was a member of the Royal Institute of International Affairs, he said that now your customs and duty and excise groups in the U.S. and Canada are merging, and it's even going as far as that bureaucrats, top-level bureaucrats in Ottawa, will eventually, very shortly, be allowed to ask for transfers down to the same departments within the U.S. government, and vice versa.
In a whole other level of legislation being implemented, and while you're on the subject of the signing, that's just one more lie, because, yes, Bush signed this agreement back in March of 2005, and according to government officials that we call into, that didn't happen. It was
the reality, see, that was a public declaration to test the water.
Right.
And it started back with the free trade negotiations back in the late 80s, and early 90s, and Shelley Ann Clark came out from Ottawa. She made up all the booklets for negotiations, and she tried to tell the Canadian public that they'd signed everything away into complete integration with America and Mexico. So she came out from Ottawa. She was the most senior civil servant in Ottawa at the time. So this was done a long time ago, and even in the free trade negotiations in the 80s and early 90s, they discussed putting up the new capital for the Americas in Montreal.
Unbelievable. So what do we do to stop this, besides what we're doing?
You have to get people who are not misdirected by... There's a lot of fake patriot stuff out there. There's lots of it, because the big boys give you both sides. And that's how you control conflict and guide it.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got to get people who are dedicated to spending their life working really for other people and for generations still to come. It's hard to get dedicated people to do it.
Yeah, it was like looking for a needle in a haystack. Well, Alan, I want to thank you, my friend, for coming on. I really appreciate it, sir. You have been requested by my listeners, and after talking to you, I'll have you up again if you'd give me the honor. Okay?
It's been a pleasure. Yep.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. There goes Alan Watt. This is Friday. Stay tuned for the National Intel Report with my friend John Statmiller. I'll see you Monday. You're listening to republicbroadcasting.org, 12180 shortwave. Stick with John. He's got a good show for you today.
With